This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. National Geographic photographer Joel Sartori is on a mission to photograph every single species living in zoos, aquariums, and wildlife sanctuaries around the world. Several of the photos will be on display at the Dallas Zoo starting tomorrow. Joel Sartori joins me now to talk about the photo arc and his goal to catalog portraits of 12,000 animals. Joel Sartori, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
First, why do this? Why take photographs of animals that are already in zoos?
Well, because it's really hard to convince a tiger in the wild to come out and lay on my big black background with my studio lights around it, to be honest. But the non-smart alecky way of saying this is there are about 12 to 13,000 animals in human care around the world at zoos, aquariums, wildlife rehab centers, captive breeders. And they represent a really good cross-section of what biodiversity looks like at this point in time. Because zoos high-graded. They collected and started breeding the animals that are fabulous in terms of what they do and how they look and how they sound. And so that's why we go to these institutions where the animals are already housed. And these are animals that are born and raised in captivity by and large and are used to people. And it's a very simple process, actually.
I have a hard enough time getting my quasi-domesticated tabby cat to hold still for a photo. How hard is it to get some of these animals into these shots?
Well, we work with the zoos a long time in advance. For the larger animals, we work with the zoo to paint an off-exhibit space black or white, and then we shift the animal in. Well before I get there, usually, the animal's used to coming in and having lunch in that space. And so on the day I show up a few weeks later, the animal comes in to have lunch. When he finishes chewing and looks at me once or twice, we get the picture and move on. If it's a smaller animal, we'll often have them, they're trained to go into a transport crate or kennel, and we bring them up to a shooting tent, and we open the door, and they walk into this shooting tent, and we photograph them in there. And sometimes the shoots last 10, 15 minutes, and sometimes they last 30 seconds.
How do you feel when you're connecting with these creatures to take these intimate photos?
I feel very honored, and there's a lot of pressure, actually, because I'm often the only one that ever gives them the time of day. Most of the animals I photograph are dead alongside a ruler, maybe by the biologist that described the species, putting it in a museum. But there's not really been anybody since. And I may be the first and only one that photographs them alive and looking normal with their full colors and behaving normally. We do video as well. Because so many times now, especially when I travel abroad, I'm looking at the very last of their kind in a captive setting. The very last of them. So this is the chance that they have.
What's so powerful about these animal portraits?
The animals, they are intelligent and they are malicious and they're conniving and they're joyful and they're tired out and they're way over the top. And the animals they're just like us. And so when we connect with them by looking them in the eye, they really register with people. And so some of them think they've been abducted by the mothership and they just stand in there and look around. They don't know, you know, it's a big white room. And some of them, like chimps at the Sunset Zoo in Manhattan, Kansas, I used a paper background, which was really stupid, and they just shredded it in like 10 seconds. So we didn't get anywhere with them.
You've been a photographer for National Geographic for nearly 30 years.
Yes.
What got you started taking pictures of wildlife?
I started, my mother cared about wildlife and so did my dad. And my mom got me a Time Life picture book. And in that book was a picture of Martha, the last passenger pigeon, who died at the Cincinnati Zoo in 1914. Those birds numbered in the billions and people market hunted them to extinction. So they went from billions to that one bird. And they had a picture of the bird alive, taken in 1914, right before she died. And I stared at that picture a lot as I was a kid, like really concentrated on that. Would go back to that book over and over again, just wondering how we could reduce something to extinction. And that is what drives me today. I don't want to see that happen anymore. It's really important to remember zoos are conservation centers now. And they are literally keepers of the ark. Not me, them. They have living specimens, living collections, breeding collections that will continue that species forward because the woods have been cut wherever they're from. And so until we get smart enough to reforest or to replant, these are the animals we have, the ones that are in captive institutions. So they're keeping the ark alive. Literally, they're doing that every day.
Joel Sartori is a photographer for National Geographic. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.